Let's go to the Word. Here we go. Amen. I've had a good time. Good time with the music and all that good stuff. But, man, this is the time I like right here. Opening up the book. Let's learn a little bit. A lot of times the way I study, I still use my old black Bible I've had for years. It's one of them old ones, even the old King James. And I have an old Webster's Dictionary. And it's old. And it's in my right-hand desk drawer. And a lot of times that's how I study. And, of course, I got all kinds of books in my library. And a lot of times I use my books just to make sure I'm not going crazy, that I'm not off track. Amen? So lots of good preachers and people that have learned down through the years can help me if I can't, if I have a thought and I check it, I go, ooh, that ain't right. Amen? So that's how this message came about. Just a Bible and a Webster's Dictionary. The power of the Word of God, but also the power of a Webster's Dictionary. You know, you can learn something from a Webster's Dictionary. Do you know that? Say. Yeah, no, that's crazy. No, you can. You'll see today how the Lord used the Bible and a Webster's Dictionary for today's message. Kingdom come or kingdom now. In this series, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I believe it's not just kingdom come. I believe it's kingdom now. Father, let the kingdom come in me now. Let you live in me now on this earth. I need you now. We've had several messages. Not going to go through all of them. Check them out online if you'd like to. They'll come out in a video series before too long. Today's message, kingdom trusting. Would you say that with me? Come on. Now, come on. I'm going to have to get you to help me, though. Okay, can't go sleep on me in here. That won't work. See, I'm on the floor now. I'm right in your face. I can get right here. Hey, wake up. I know you aren't you, but I'm just saying, you don't want to go to sleep today. Because it's not far for me to go, hey, Eric, what's wrong with you? Do you understand? Okay, as long as you understand, hey, Rob, you're on notice. Do you understand? Okay, here we go. Y'all all right? How y'all in the balcony feeling? Pretty good? Oh, yeah, y'all safe. Aren't you glad? Yeah. He's not going to run up here. Here we go. Kingdom trusting. Say that with me. Yeah, say that yellow with me. I trust my King. One more time. I trust my King. Do you? Let's talk about it. I trust my King. Oh, I trust one day when I die, I'll go to heaven. Oh, I trust one day I'll see that mansion Jesus has been building me. I trust this and I trust that for the future. How about trust Him today? Say. Why are you so stressed out about the mess you're going through right now? Say. Can you trust Him today through the stuff you're going through now? Trust your King. He's King of kings and what? Lord of lords. Trust Him. Let's talk about it today. I trust my King. So, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Kingdom trusting. I trust my King. We're rolling now. Would you say this with me? It's a wise thing to trust the King. Come on, it rhymes a little bit. Come on. It's a wise thing to trust the King. Come on, one more time. It's a wise thing to trust the King. It's not too smart when you're not trusting Him. The wisest thing you'll ever do is believe the Lord. Believe what He says. Trust Him in your life. It's a wise thing to trust the King. Trust in the Lord with all your what? And don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways what? Acknowledge Him and He'll direct your path. Look at this verse. Say it with me. Be not wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. It'll be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. It's a wise thing to trust the King. Did you know it's a healthy thing to trust the King? You'll be healthier. You'll feel better. You'll do better. How many of you don't do too good when you're stressed out? Say. You do good when you're stressed. I'm all stressed out, but I'm feeling good. No, you ain't. Your veins are popping out. You know, come on. Now listen, it's a wise thing to trust the King. We're in Matthew 5, 6, and 7 in this little series. We're going to be motoring now some today in 6 and 7. But I want to put a little bit of 7 in here with this thought It's a wise thing to trust the King. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine, Jesus speaking, and does them, I'll like him unto a what kind of man? A wise man which built his house on a what? Rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, stress. The winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does not do them shall be likened unto a fool which built his house upon the sand. The rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It's a wise thing to trust the King. Y'all hearing me so far? We're just getting going. We ain't even started yet. It's a wise thing to trust the King. I trust my King. I got you talking with me a lot today. This is good. Would you say that with me? I don't just believe in King Jesus. Help me, Raj. I believe King Jesus. A lot of times, well, I believe in Jesus. Going to heaven. But it's funny. I'll talk to you, or people look at you and know your life, but you're living like you don't believe in Him. Because you're not trusting Him. Are you hearing me today? Why can you talk that way, preacher? Because I do it and have done it. Man, I preach and, you know, do. But then, I don't trust Him. That's craziness. Are y'all hearing me? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I need you now to help me trust you. Amen? Trust in the Lord. So say that with me again. Back it up, Rod. I don't just believe in King Jesus. Say this part with me. I, King Jesus. We want to go with that today. I believe the King. I believe my King. I trust my King. What He says. Keep looking. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? No. God forbid. Yea. Say this part with me. Let God be true, but every man a what? As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in your sayings and mightest overcome when you're judged. Listen. Hey, you don't have to believe God if you don't want to. That does not mean that the things that God has said is not going to come to pass, because they are. Did you hear me? I don't care if all the scientists rise up against God. His Word's still true. But they're falling like flies these days. As we live long and as technology advances, you think that old book would become more antiquated, the old Bible. But actually, that old Bible's doing pretty dang good. Did you hear me say? The things that it says are being proven more and more and more, especially with the latest technology of DNA and the retina of the eye and science. It's incredible. But it didn't bother me if all of them rose up against Him. I'll have all them be a liar and God be true. Did you hear me today? That's God's plan. That's God. God is God, man. God puts His Word above His name. See, we live in a culture today where we can just say something, it'd be a lie, and we don't care what, it doesn't matter. You know, God's not like that at all. Everything He says is true. He puts truth above His own name because He is truth. So let's talk about it. The Bible says, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. Truth. Your belief in God, your belief in Jesus, your belief in His Word. Don't let anything move you from that. Are you hearing me? Can you imagine? Well, I'm going to talk about it a little bit. Without faith, the Bible says it's impossible to what? Without belief in Him, it's impossible to please God. You can put your money in the offering plate. You can have your church pedigree. You can do all that. If you don't believe God, you cannot please God. What can you give God anyway? What can you give God? You know what He says? Give me your trust. Give me your faith. Give me your belief. That's what God wants. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must what? Believe that He what? And He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Now, are y'all listening? Are y'all ready now? You ain't going to sleep on me. You're funny. Here we go. Here we go. Are y'all ready? All right, I was on, you know, just there looking at YouTube, which I don't even know how to use the stuff. Current videos, most popular views. This was one of them. It's called It's Okay to Be Smart by PBS. It's Okay to Be Smart. It's okay to be smart. You know what that's saying to me? You don't have to be a dumb Christian. It's okay to be smart. You don't have to be one of those dumb people that believe the Bible. It's okay to be smart. Are y'all hearing me today? Well, it's okay for me to put what he said up on the screen. Let's go. Let's look at it. Pop it up, Rod.
This is me. I'm a human. These are my parents. They're clearly humans, too. My grandfather, human. My great-grandfather and great-great-grandfather, humans without a doubt. But my grandfather, 185 million generations removed, not a human. He was a fish.
That's okay to be smart. Y'all go ahead.
So imagine you could take a picture of every ancestor down the line and put them in a big stack. Every father's 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 father. And, well, that would be a very big stack, with me at the top and my fishy forefather all the way down at the bottom. Maybe we should lay this stack down on its side. That would be a little safer. As we journey back in this stack, let's pull out a few snapshots from history. 1,000 generations back, we're just a few inches in, and, well, we find a human. 10,000 generations ago, just 2 steps further, and, well, still human, but not like we'd recognize. 75,000 generations ago, that's 1.5 million years back, not a human. That's Homo erectus. Here we are just a few hundred steps back in our journey, 1.5 million generations ago. Well, this ancestor, well, looks more like today's old world monkeys, but still a primate. 15 million generations ago, and this ancestor looks more like a tree rodent than a
monkey.
There
you are.
Let's jump all the way back to my 120 millionth great-grandparent. This is 12 kilometers back down the line. This is a decidedly non-human, non-primate, shrew-like mammal, but he's kind of cute. My 165 millionth great-grandparent is not even a mammal. It's a prehistoric lizard that predates even the dinosaurs. They've got their own photo album, their own stack that joins up with ours somewhere around here. In fact, every species has their own stack that branches off somewhere down the line. And here we are 185 million generations ago at our ancestral fish. You see the resemblance? So where along the stack was the first human? There wasn't one. Photo number 4,632, human. Photo number 79,221, well, that's Homo erectus. There's no single point where one became the other. Every photo that we pull from the stack looks pretty much like the photo on either side. Every generation is the same species as its parents and the same species as its children. Homo erectus had Homo erectus parents and Homo erectus kids. Our fishy ancestor, well, fishy fathers and fishy children. You can never pinpoint the exact moment that a species came to be because it never did. It's just like how you used to be a baby and now you're older, but there was no single day when you went to bed young and woke up old, although sometimes it feels that way. There was no first human. It sounds like a paradox. It sounds like it breaks the whole theory of evolution.
It does.
But it's really a key to truly understanding how evolution works. Evolution happens like a movie with frames moving by both quickly and gradually, and we often can't see the change while it's occurring. But every time we find a fossil, it's a snapshot back in time, often with thousands of frames missing in between, and we're forced to reconstruct the whole film. Life is what happens in between the snapshots. Instead of a nice, smooth road, this is a journey on stepping stones. And we give each one their own name. Stay curious.
It's okay to be smart. Let's talk about it. Listen, that's what we're told, that's what we're forced to believe in education. I got no problem at all teaching this. Teach that and teach creation. You decide. If you want to be smart like that, have at it. If that sounds smart to you, no, if it does, have at it. Free country, believe it. But he destroyed his own argument. Listen to me. He destroyed his own argument. If you listen to that, he destroyed his own argument and proved the Bible. I'm a human. My father and grandfather's a human. My children are what? And that same theory, that same belief, not theory, that's reality, that same belief, my children, when they have children, they'll have children, their children are going to be what? But they had a human what? Father and grandfather. And then they have children. The children's children have children. Guess what they're having? Yeah, yeah. And their dad was a what? And their granddaddy was a... He even shows it in his species. Species. He put it on the screen. Species break, species break, species. That's exactly what the Bible says. God created everything after its what? Kind or species. It's okay to be smart. He said something in this video. We are forced. Did you hear the word forced? We are forced. I'm going to tell you something. Theories like this are forced. You can live a life where you have to force belief. Or you can have faith. And you can have trust. And you can have peace in your life. Are y'all hearing me or what? Okay, I'm not angry with the video. It just riled me. I'm going to tell you something right now. I've been preaching for 30-plus years. Can you imagine the number of arguments I've got in my life about the Bible? Just let your mind go wild. And then everything I read or videos I see, I take personally. So imagine all the arguments I've had with myself. Here's the point. I didn't grow up a Christian. Are y'all listening? I didn't grow up a Christian. I didn't grow up believing in God, knowing about God. Anything I learned, it was after I became a believer in Christ. I was almost 16. Started reading the Scriptures. Being taught the Word. I was taught that the Bible is God's holy Word. Say that with me. God's holy Word. Believe it, memorize it, eat it up, take it into your life. It'll be good for you. It'll be health to your navel and marrow to your bones, like it said. Amen. And did you know what? After all these years and all the arguments, I've not had one of those people or one of those books or one of those videos shake my faith. Well, Clark, you're just strong. No. The Word is true. Did you hear me? You don't have... Yeah, praise the Lord. Come on. You ought to praise the Lord. Come on. Listen. The Word is true. Why not trust truth? Let's go with the message. Here we go. Come on. We're walking. You did a good job, buddy, by the way. Now, the Webster's Dictionary. The words trust and truth are next to each other in my Webster's Dictionary. As I'm looking, now that doesn't mean a whole lot, I just find it interesting. The word trust is right before the word truth. You listening? Keep going. Come on, got a rope. Trust. What's the word trust means? It means to have reliance in or faith in. Trust, to have reliance in or faith in. What's the word truth mean? That which is actually so. Did you hear that? So I should have reliance and faith in truth or that which is actually so. I would rather have trust or faith or reliance in something called truth that's actually so than what that joker put on that screen. Did you hear me? Trust truth. Say that with me. Trust truth. Trust truth. Trusting truth is so much easier than trusting a what? Now, guys, I'm going to tell you, you're in my audience today. You hear this message on radio, YouTube, whatever, and you can argue with me. It's fine. I can handle it. But here's my point. The fact of the matter is, if you believe what that fellow put on the screen, that's your belief. And I hope you feel comfortable with it, standing with it. That's you. That ain't on me. That's your belief. That's not my belief. That's something somebody made up and forced on us. Did y'all hear me, yes or no? Wasn't that's what that hadn't been around all the time. Guys, they're forcing stuff that is not true. I would rather trust the truth of God's Word any day than trust that rascal. Did you hear me right now? Now, you can have a fancy title and call it, it's okay to be smart and try to intimidate me. Didn't intimidate me. I think it's smart believing the Word of God. Okay? Why? Am I just saying that because I'm a preacher? I'm saying it because I've seen it and I've lived it. I see that and it just doesn't really frustrate me. Made me laugh at first. But they did resemble he and that fish towards the end. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Watch him write me or something. Here we go. Here we go. Taking a theory, stay with me. Taking a theory, we call it the theory of what? Evolution. Taking a theory, listen to me, and forcing it, isn't that what he said? Yes, that's exactly what he said. Taking a theory and forcing it into something that is to be what? Trusted as what? Is shaky, scary, and what? Guys, it's foolish. You know what? You wouldn't do that with most things in life. But you'll do this with the existence of the earth and humanity. And it's in blatant opposition to the first verse in the Bible. The first verse. First verse. Bang, right out the gate. In the beginning, God did what? Yeah. What are you going to do? You going to trust truth? Or are you going to trust something that's been forced into truth and to be made truth? I'd rather trust something that's actually so. Here's what the Bible says. The fool has said in his heart, what? Say it again. The fool has said in his heart, there is what? One last time. The fool has said in his heart, there is what? No God. This is what the Word says. Okay? Keep looking. Here's what Romans says. Hang in here with me. Because that when they knew God, when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became what? Vain in their what? Stop right there. I'm going to tell you something right now. It took a vivid imagination to make that video. You agree with that, yes or no? Sure it did. Absolutely. Vain in their imagination. And their foolish heart was what? Professing themselves to be what? They became what? Fools. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like what? Corruptible man to birds. I think, did we see a bird? Didn't see a bird in that one. Four-footed beasts, creeping things. Wherefore God gave them up. God gave them up. God gave them up. To uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Who changed, say it with me, the what? Into a what? And worship and serve the who? More than the who? Who is what? Forever. Do you understand? Say. Maybe this is new for you. That's okay. I remember when I was sitting where you sit and somebody started teaching me about God. And what I did is I put my faith in God and my faith in that book that it was true. And God grew me and He'll grow you. Hey guys, we love that little one, but thank you. I got a mind like a 2-year-old myself. So here we go. Here we go. The word try, help me though, guys, I want you to stay focused. Y'all listening or not? The word try, listen, appears right after the word what? In my Webster's dictionary. Now, don't make any big deal out of that. I'm just thinking it's interesting. That's all. I'm just getting my old Webster's dictionaries. I'm trying to figure out a few words here. And the word try comes right after the word trust truth. What's the word try mean? To test or examine. To test or examine. So here's my challenge for you today. I encourage you today to try trusting truth. Can you say that with me? Try trusting truth. Come on, one more time. Try trusting truth. You might say, Pastor, I believe this my whole life, that I came from nothing. I am nothing. I came from nothing. My encouragement to you today is, would you try trusting truth? Would you examine? Something that's actually so. Guys, there was a first human. His name was Adam. Not Adam. You don't believe in Adam. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I'm just a nut, ain't I? Listen, guys, try trusting truth. Keep looking. Jesus said, and you shall know the what? And the truth shall make you free. Instead of living your life where you're having to force something that's not true, why don't you try trusting truth? And stop having to force your mind to believe something that is not true. Yeah, it's okay to be smart, Rod says. Are y'all hearing us today, or have I lost you? Jesus said, I am the way, the what? And the no man comes to the Father but by. Why don't you try trusting truth instead of trying to debate everything in the Bible? You'll never please God without believing He is. But when you believe He is, He will reward you as you diligently seek Him. Did you hear me? He will bless you. Instead of forcing, try trusting truth. Did you get that today? Just right out of the Webster's Dictionary. Try trusting truth. I trust my King. Now the last few minutes, I'm going to switch gears. Are we okay so far? Y'all mad with me? Okay. Good. Here we go. There's freedom in trusting. There's freedom in trusting. But you know what? There's stressing and forcing. I've watched many debates. I see it when I watch TV many times. Many times, folks that don't believe in the existence of God are rabid. Angry? Insulting? Like, you know, it's okay to be smart. Okay? I'm cool. If you're not going to get me upset. If you want to believe you came from whatever it was, a fish, you're not going to have me fussing at you. I think you're a nut. You can quote me. I do. I don't care. It is, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm from the country. All right? But listen, but am I going to fuss or veins going to pop out the side of my head? No! Believe what you want to. I think there's freedom in trusting. Did you hear me or not? I'm putting you to sleep, ain't I? Last few minutes. I think there's stressing when you have to go to sleep at night, forcing yourself to believe there is no God. Hope you sleep well tonight. I think it's hard to go through life thinking you came from nothing and you are nothing. Instead of trusting and believing that you're fearfully and wonderfully made and God loves you and gave His only Son for you. I think there's freedom in trusting. Did you hear me today? And this is just me thinking this week. Last part of the message, last few minutes, we're going to go back to Matthew 6 and 7. So I hope you just stay with me the last little bit. I trust my King. Say that with me. And I'd like to talk about just back to life now, scriptures from Jesus. Right over here, back to our little series. three things that will help you and help me in life that Jesus addressed. Instead of forcing, instead of stressing. And this is what we do, guys. Listen, here's number one. I trust my King to provide for me. I trust my King to provide for me. Look what Jesus said. For my daily needs. Look at this. Here we are back in kingdom living, right by the Lord's Prayer. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life what you shall eat, what you shall drink, what you shall, or yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body more than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, they don't sow. Neither do they reap. They don't gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father, what? Feeds them. Are you not much, what? Better than birds? Sure you are. Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Why do you take thought for your raiment, your clothes? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't toil, neither do they spin. They're not all stressed out over stuff and things and what you're wearing, what you're going to eat, where you're going to go. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe you, say it with me, oh, you of little what? Why don't you try trusting truth instead of believing you don't matter? Come on. Therefore, take no thought saying what you shall eat or what shall you drink or wherewithal shall you be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles or people who don't believe seek after. For your heavenly Father knows the things that you have need of. Verse 33, say it with me. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Did you hear the first one? We're almost done. The message isn't going to be much longer. Try trusting truth and you'll have what? Freedom from what? Try trusting truth and you'll have freedom from worry. Instead of forcing yourself every day to just think about your things, your stocks, your this, your that, your this, your that, your this, your that. You're going to pop a cork. Start living for Him. Trusting Him. Loving Him. Following Him. Enjoying Him. Enjoying the beauty of just the area we live in. He's a great God. Amen? Come on, let's look at another one. Jesus hits three big ones here. Number two, I trust my King to be the what? Ooh, let's say it again. I trust my King to be the what? Yeah. Look at that. Judge not. Same area of Scriptures. That you be not judged. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. And with what measure you meet it, it shall be measured to you again. And why do you behold the mote or the speck that's in your brother's eye, and you don't consider the beam of the 2x4 that's in your own? That's what that's saying. Or how will you say to your brother, let me pull out that little speck? And you're doing it with a 2x4 in your eye. You're not the eye doctor I want. You hypocrite! First cast out the beam in your own eye, then you can see clearly how to cast out the speck in a brother's eye. What I'm trying to say today is I trust the King. I trust the King to provide for me. I trust the King to judge others instead of me judging them. Do you know how much stress we go through because we're judging other people? Did you listen to me or not on that? Did you hear me say that? How much stress you go through, I go through, by worrying about what somebody else did or what they're getting away with or how they talk to somebody. Can you believe they did that right now? I ain't talking to them again. Then you fight with other family members because you ought to talk to them. Won't you forgive them? Won't you let it go? And so it's just a mess. wore out. Why don't you trust the king to handle that stuff? Y'all listening or not? Sure. Try trusting truth and you'll have this. Freedom from what? The most frustrated people I know are people that spend time worrying about other people's business. Most frustrated people I know, they're like that. I just want to run from them. Come on. Why don't you let the Lord handle the judging of other folks and you take care of you? Amen? Come on, and I take care of me. Here's the third one he touches on kingdom living and living kingdom come. This idea we're talking about today. Number three, we're carrying a lot of scripture, but I want to make sure we got that first part in. Number three, I trust my king, this is a big one, say it with me, will be what? Will be good to me. Will be good to me. Matthew 7, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Keep looking. What man, M-A-N, man, what man is there of you? If his son asks bread, you going to give him a stone? You going to give him a rock? Your son says, Daddy, can I have something to eat? Yeah, here, eat this rock. What kind of father would do that? Or if he asks for a fish, ooh, you got a fish sandwich? I'd like a fish sandwich. Here, eat this snake sandwich. Now, keep with me, though. Come on. But we force ourselves, listen, we force ourselves to believe that God's not a good God. Instead of the freedom to trust God as a good God, we force ourselves to believe He's picking on us. We force ourselves to believe, oh, God's bad, or God's bad to me, or God, you know, why, God, did you let that happen? Instead of the murder of my mother, and instead of me saying, God, why did you let that happen to my mother? Why would I force that like that? Why don't I say, God, I don't understand. I'm hurting. Will you help me? Because I know you're a good daddy. And you comfort me and you'll help me. And then I start to understand God didn't kill my mother, but a very evil man killed my mother. How hard was that to figure out? Say. Do you hear me or not? Why don't you try trusting truth? Trust the king with the hardest situations in life that you've gone through. If you've been betrayed by someone, well, God, I can't believe God let that happen to me. Listen. It was a human being that betrayed you. God did not betray you. Yeah, but He could have stopped it. Quit thinking like, quit forcing yourself to think this way. Are y'all hearing me or not? Try trusting. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your kids, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to ask of Him? Sure He will. I'm done. Are y'all all right? How many thought I pitched a fit today? Clark, he did. Man, pitched a fit today. Try trusting truth and you'll have this, freedom from torment. You want to be tormented? You think God's bad. If you go through your darkest hour and you really want to be tormented, instead of getting help from God, you blame God. And you watch how the devil comes and destroys your head and your mind and your sleep and your stress and your mess in your life. He's a clever adversary. No wonder God put verse 1 in Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Guys, I'm telling you, if I was you, I'd just wallow in that verse. Wash in it. Try trusting Him. Amen? Say. Instead of believing crazy stuff. Are we done, Raj? How about try? Say it with me. Try trusting. Can we say it loud? Make somebody mad next to you. Come on. One more time. 1, 2, 3. Try trusting. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for the Word this morning. Come on. I enjoyed it. Praise the Lord. Amen.